The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
There you go.
A fucking book. Thank you, Asa. Thank you so fucking much.
So, I covered you up and slept on the floor.
You missed out. I'm a good time when I'm fucked up.
So, what happened?
You know those pills I've been keeping away from you?
You've been taking them? Got any left?
No! Oh, God. She's proud of me. She thinks I know what I'm doing, and I'm still fucking up.
Yeah, well, I also remember that she said she don't even know if it's still there.
Oh, it's there. You think the cops would keep quiet about a hole bust that big? Crates, Major. Crates.
What about Tommy Arkell?
Tommy? So you still think he's the one who hurt your dad, huh?
He was 3 blocks away, Leo.
Look, Maddie, Tommy was into a lot of crazy shit, no doubt. I don't know much, but I know you don't get ahead in the family by going after cops. That's wingnut shit.
It's gotta be him.
If you say so.
This is still doable. If we wait for the crowd to thin out a little bit, and then
what
we go...
What the fuck are you talking about? We can't do it now.
Why not?
It's a homeless shelter.
So? We were gonna rob it when we thought it was a church.
But that's different.
How?
It's just...
Come on, I know I hid them around here somewhere. Jeez, give me a break. Everything I put away, it disappears. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Yes! Nothing. I was, these.
Oh, crap. It's hooked on the pills again.
No. I'm sorry, Tiffy. I didn't mean to. I mean, I didn't want to let you down.
You were taking them?
Just once in a while. To take the edge off. You know, to relax.
After everything you did to get hooks clean again? I can't believe you're gonna be such a hypocrite.
Look. I cheated to get hooks off the pills. I gave him the cleaner.
That stuff? How could you do that to him, Ma? After you saw what it did to Trace and Relina? They had to send them back to their families in the Dibble sector because they went insane from the pain!
I was just under so much pressure. I'm trying to get this place running so we can help the boss, keep the cops off of us, get Tommy to trust me again, and I was just so afraid of letting you down. For Christ's sake, you said you were proud of me.
You know, it's a little late to be afraid to let me down.
No, Tiffy. I was just trying to relax. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You want to relax? Book yourself a room. That's what this place is for. Not this. God, I shouldn't have to be your parent. Mom, you're better than. Want me to be proud of you? No more drugs! Got it?
Whoa, boss! Slow down!
I still can't fucking believe it! Sorry.
Hey, no worries.
I mean, damn it!
How about some coffee?
She fucking turned the church into a fucking homeless shelter.
Oh, yeah. I'll make coffee.
You know, it figures. Just when I think there might be a glimmer of a chance to turn things around.
It's not so bad, boss.
Not so bad? Major, it's crawling with people. Homeless people. People who don't have anywhere else to go. The building will never be empty.
So it'll be a little harder to get the behold out of there. What's the big deal?
A little harder? That's a fucking understatement. You said yourself you've never been in a heist before.
All right, yeah.
Well, I've never planned one before. I've been racking my brain all the way back here, and I've got no fucking clue where to start. It's all very well and good to say, hey, this will require a little finesse, but it's another thing entirely to carry it out.
Look, boss, you can't be getting so upset now. It ain't good for you while you're still recovering. Have some coffee and relax a little. Look, I found some lady fingers.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I don't know. Go read a book or something. I ain't gonna be held responsible if you end up back in a hospital.
Fine. Guess now's as good a time as any. Where'd you put that book from Ace's locker?
Coffee.
What?
Coffee.
Sure.
Thanks.
No problem. Is something wrong?
I'm sorry.
You are? What for?
I couldn't do it. Going cold turkey, it didn't work.
Well, you can always try again.
Pythia found out.
Oh.
I'm a mess, Hooks. I've let everybody down. Maybe I just don't know anything else. I'll just disappoint everybody for the rest of my life. That way, at least they'll stop having expectations of me.
I have never heard you so pathetic. This isn't you, Devi. Where's the woman who could twist off a man's balls and wear them for earrings? Look, I know you don't like to ask for help, but you got me off the drugs, so I'll get you off of them. It's only right.
You're gonna give me the cleaner?
I don't think I could put anyone through that kind of pain. No, we're gonna do this the old-fashioned way.
You're making a chart?
I make charts. It's a thing I do. Okay, how many did you take today?
Four. Two this morning and two about an hour ago.
Don't take any more today. Then tomorrow, wait as long as you can and take two. You'll do that for a week, and then next week you'll only take one. The week after that, you'll take half of one. If you stick to this chart, in about a month you'll be clean.
Are you sure this'll work?
Of course it will. Because I'll make sure you stay with it.
Hooks, you're a real gentleman.
I'm just glad I'm finally getting my life back on track. And I want to thank you for that.
A successful venture is as simple as a lesson in sociology. Structural functionalism is a sociological paradigm which addresses what social functions various elements of the social system perform in regard to the entire system.
Wow.
Yeah, wow's a word.
You telling me Asa wrote this?
He can't have written this. There'd be more, I don't know, dag-nabbit in it or something.
Yeah, sounds more like my stereo instructions. What does it mean?
Not really sure. If you look at your assembled allies as parts of a machine, each part has a specific job to do. To work in concert with each other for the good of the whole machine. Assess the talents of each part and bring the parts together. There you have the workings of a successful venture. All right. Bring the parts together. Assess the talents of each part and bring the parts together. Hand me the phone.
You got it, boss. Here you go.
maintenance?
Hooks, my man, how's life under new management treating you?
No.
What?
Whatever it is, no.
Now, is that nice? Why would you assume that just because I'm calling, I need you to do something? You think I'm not interested in you as a person? Your hopes? Your dreams? Okay, good point, but...
The answer is no. I don't work for you anymore.
Look, I know you're getting yourself back together, and I'm really glad to hear about it.
No.
And you've been doing a lot to help Devi and Tithia,
no,
and...
No, no, no.
I'm just getting back to my old self, and I want to start things off on the right foot.
No.
You're a really smart guy, Hooks. I knew that when I hired you, and I know just the thing I need you to do for me.
Boss?
Yes?
If I say no one more time, will it have any bearing whatsoever?
Only one way to find out.
No. No.
I'll be down in the maintenance office in 10.
Oh.
Okay, G, let's see. Ugh. No, Captain, we don't need to categorize the cold case files and transfer them into digital. That would take too much time and manpower. Ugh.
Great. Those external drives you wanted are on your desk.
Thanks, Brannis.
You're still wasting your time.
I'll decide that. Neighborhood was a dead end. Let's go back to the beginning. Oh, yeah. Pictures. Forgot about these. Reporting officer. Grant Statton, Dad's old partner. Lieutenant Gray, Sector 88G, 4th Precinct.
Gray, it's Robert, sir. Got a code 1.
What do you need help with?
It's Regina. I'm trying to help her, like the captain said, and she's acting like... Well... It's not that overt, but, well, not all the time, but...
Spit it out.
I just don't think I can handle these advances she keeps making towards me. I don't know how to react at all, and it's incredibly frustrating. How would you handle talking to someone who has feelings for you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? I'm talking about Tommy Arkell. How did you manage...
Wait a minute, you thought Tommy and I were... That he had feelings for me?
Well, that's just what everyone else said.
What? Everyone else? Who exactly is everyone else?
Well, you know, I really don't remember. I probably shouldn't have listened. Look, I'm sorry. I guess I just made an assumption.
You bet your ass you did.
I just read through the reports you filed about all those times you went to see him, and I thought...
Well, you thought wrong. Let me get one thing straight. There has never been, nor will there ever be, anything between Tommy Arkell and myself. The only thing I want is to see him behind bars. Understand?
Yeah, I get it. Again, sorry.
As for Regina, keep it professional. Let her know that you're there to do your job and suggest she does the same. Okay?
Okay.
Ugh! Once I put Arkell in jail, maybe people will finally stop putting me and him in the same sentence. Like we're fucking peas and carrots. Shit!
You're crazy.
Nope.
I can't do this. It'll never work.
Sure it will.
How can you be so sure?
Hooks, come on. You are not just any old wrench fresh off a freighter. You are the top mechanical engineer in your field. You're a super genius. That's why I hired you. I don't even remember how many degrees you hold. I need that genius. I need someone with a brilliant, twisty pretzel brain just like you. Someone I can trust to do this and do it right. If anyone can plan a heist, it's you.
On the next, The Kingery.
I was wondering if maybe you could help keep an eye on her while I'm out.
You want me to babysit your mom?
Don't think of it as babysitting so much as, you know, supervising.
How good is she with dishwashers?
Wouldn't really know one if it better.
What if I could mobilize the family again by focusing them on a single opposition?
Boss, correct me if I'm wrong. But wasn't you who said,
the last thing anybody needs is a gang war?
Is that what I sound like to you?
How are we doing today?
Surprisingly busy. I've actually had to start taking appointments for next week. Almost all the girls have return clients tomorrow.
Not bad.
I mean, sad shenanigans, I know.
Tithia, we're building back up while keeping a low profile. I'd say that's impressive.
I told you if you came here again, it would be war. I'm not about to let that go.
Just like an angry lapdog. Bark and bark, but never bite.
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
I got a bad feeling everything's gonna go just as we expect.
The Kingery, Season 3, Episode 6, Hearts of the Machine. Featuring the voice talents of Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Catherine Pride as Tithia, M. Ciro Garcia as Major, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Perry Whittle as Hooks, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Paul Lavelle as Brannis, and Andrew Eckhart as Roberts. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Alicia Lane Matheson, Pete Mylan, and Perry Whittle. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by Perry Whittle. Assistant director, Joel Rowan. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2009 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2009 Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.